Good morning, moms. Today, I am in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. If you've got your Bible, go ahead and open it up and get out your highlighter and your ballpoint pen and follow along with me as I read from Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. I love this part. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. Fix our eyes on Jesus. There are so many things that we could take away from this verse, but I love the first part of the verse where he says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. What do you think he's talking about there? My hunch is that the Apostle Paul is reminding those Christians that people are watching them. And maybe you've felt this before. I know that there have been many times that I've taken my kids to the grocery store and they'll throw a fit or they'll cry or they'll fight with each other. And I just want to go, stop it. But it's not because I don't want them to fight necessarily, although clearly I don't want them to. It's more because I am intensely aware that people are watching us. There was one point years ago where our kids were wearing a shirt from our homeschool co-op. And we'd gone to grocery shopping, and I don't remember what happened, but at some point there was an altercation between the children. And I remember coming home and throwing my keys down on the counter and telling my husband, I am never letting our children wear their homeschool shirts in public ever again. And he just kind of laughed at me because he was feeling my pain. But I'll tell you what, we are surrounded by witnesses. I wonder if as Christian women, we were keenly aware of how people are watching us. They're watching the way we drive. They're watching how we speak to our children. They're watching how we love and honor and respect our husbands. They're watching us. And the Bible here is reminding us of that. He's saying, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and sin, which so easily entangles us. So try to imagine running a race and having your feet tangled up in ropes or wires and trying to run that race and not being able to because you are entangled in sin in your life. And so we are reminded to let that sin go, to throw it down. We hear this this talk of the weight, the encumbrances that trip us up, the hurdles that block our path. So today, I want you to spend a few minutes thinking about that, probe it a little. What are the things that are tripping you up? Have they slowed your pace? What do you plan to do to deal with them? In other words, we cannot just simply ignore those things. We are told and commanded to, even in Scripture, to run the race with perseverance and to throw off everything that hinders us and sin that so easily entangles us. We can't throw it off if we don't know we're doing it. And we can't throw it off if we're doing it, but we're unwilling to make a plan to get rid of it. And so do that, busy mom today. Fix your eyes on Jesus. I love the imagery of Scripture. There's so many places in the Bible where I read things like fix my eyes on Jesus, and I can picture myself running this race with all these little kids following me. These are the dreams I have. This is the dream of a busy mother of seven. So often in my dreams, I'm trying to run and I'm pushing a stroller or I have a baby strapped to my back. Recently, I've had, you know, grandchildren in my arms and kids who are running alongside me and kids who are behind me. And I love this image of just being able to fix my eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of my faith. He's the reason that I want to raise my kids to love and follow him. And I want them to, at the end of the day, when we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, have them say, you know what? Not that that family had it perfect, but boy, there was something different about them. They had something that I want. And that something is Jesus. So take the time today, make a plan to deal with those things that might be tripping you up, those encumbrances that you can get tangled up in, that can slow you down, and run the race before you with perseverance. You can do it, busy mom. God's word says that you can. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.